Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Welcome to Accept It As I Am on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, brought to you on the fourth Thursday monthly from 10 to 11 a.m. Accept It As I Am is hosted by Barbara White. Barbara is a best-selling author, workshop leader, and the founder of the Accept It As I Am process. She owns a healing center in the Detroit metro area, and she is affectionately called a midwife for your soul. Guided by spirit, Barbara effortlessly brings you into the presence of God's love and ignites within you the knowing of your own self-inherent worth. To connect with Barbara, you can visit her site at www.acceptedasiam.com. And to connect with her right now, you can call into the show at 1-646-378-0378. And now for your host, Barbara White.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing on this beautiful morning? Here in Michigan, if you happen to be outside of Michigan, we are in the negative degree Fahrenheit. And even with the pink booties on my dog and the two sweaters, we can only go out for like 10 minutes maybe 15. We'll see today. Those booties that she's wearing are $20 more expensive than the boots I am wearing for winter. But they're essential. I don't want to sound like I'm some crazy pet owner. The salt and the cold, her feet will crack and bleed. So if I want to take my dog for a walk, I had to get her these booties. How are you today? Here at the Accepted As I Am Blog Talk Radio Show, as with every session that I do, every retreat that I've done for the last 15 years, we begin from a place of wholeness. We begin from a place of knowing that you are already whole, already complete, and there's nothing to fix. There's nothing to get. Why is that so revolutionary? Why is loving ourselves so incredibly potent, life-changing, and powerful? Because loving ourselves, why it's so potent, why it takes so much courage, is because it really asks us to let go of the roles, the patterns, the outside of identifications, the limited perception of I that we have created in our mental constructs. And so when we begin to yield to love, we begin to open to love, we have to let go of all that stuff that we don't even know is there. See, that's if you've ever had an experience where someone has offered you love, or maybe someone says, hey, come to this workshop, or hey, listen to this radio show, or hey, come see... hey, come to Barbara's workshop, or let's go to this service, or whatever it is. Let me give you a hug. All the different ways that love can come. And you said no. You ever had an experience like that? I know I have. It's like the very thing that would probably cheer me up, that would probably uplift my spirits, I said no to it. Or maybe you had a relationship like that, right? Somebody really great showed up in your life, and then you just weren't able to receive that love. So, you know, it's really easy to beat up on ourselves, especially if you happen to be in that place right now where you're having trouble letting yourself step out of the resistance to love, the blocking of love. Well, the antidote to resisting love is self-compassion, or the antidote is a willingness to invite it. And some understanding too. I think it really helps understand how that resistance is not your fault. It's not because you're bad. It's not because you're broken. That if you're hating on yourself or you're feeling really negative about yourself for the day, it's not because you have something fundamentally broken in you. It's because we hold on to those identifications. We hold on to those patterns of stories that really help us to stay in our current perception. It's what we know. It's what's familiar, right? So just invite a little friendliness to yourself. That hey, you know, it's anything wrong with you? It's just the human condition. It's what we all do. It's why there is all these self-help books, and it's why there's a show, because we need that. We need the reminder that it's okay that we're resisting love, and maybe a little willingness to open to love. Right? So let me take you through a process. I promised so those that follow me on Facebook, if you haven't Facebooked me, I love writing. I love expressing God in any way I can, expressing love in any way, right? So Facebook is that avenue. It's just this and Facebook allow me to post and talk. And if you haven't friended me on there, please do. And you can see my posts and have the current events that are coming up. You can, of course, also go to acceptedasiam.com. Have some awesome events I have scheduled, a fundraiser that I'm really excited about for animals. I'll tell you more about later. But let's do a process right now about really opening to love. And it's going to start with things that are tangible. So it's going to start with things like maybe you're sitting in a chair or a wheelchair or a bed or your car. And it's going to start with tangible things. So if I mention something that's not tangible in your world, like let's say I say chair and you're actually standing, you might think of floor. Does that make sense? Something that you can actually touch. So we're gonna use, instead of our senses working against us, you know, most of the time the sensorium, the senses work against us because we can't, most can't see or touch the spirit, the presence. It's something that you have to really feel with your sixth sense, your intuitive knowing. But here we're going to use our senses as a way of actually accessing the divine, actually use our body as a way of accessing the divine, accessing our own presence, that own sweet intimacy that's waiting for us to connect. So are you ready? So just go with the process. Some of it's going to seem weird. You know, that's got to keep an open mind. All right. So notice your breath in your body. And as much as you are breathing, there is something breathing you. And allow yourself to be breathed. The word breath in Latin actually means spirit, right? Holy Spirit, energy, Reiki, Chi. Let yourself be breathed. Your body can breathe without you telling it how. And then really important, notice your feet and your legs as you breathe. What's really important in manifesting and coming into a living embodiment of love is connecting to that lower half of your body, the most important energy centers, your first and your second root chakra, your lower chakras. If you don't know chakras, just put your attention on your feet, on your legs. Where your attention goes in your body, your energy follows. Beautiful. A few more breaths. And then I want you to think of your feet and your legs like roots that you would put into the earth. And just like you'd put roots into the earth and then you let all the nutrients go where they need to go, they just know where to go, right? The tree doesn't pull up the nutrients and then go, okay, I got to figure out where this one's going to go. And so that same order, that same synchrodestiny, that same grace exists in your life and in your body. So as you have your roots, I want you to breathe into your feet and your legs a beautiful lime green. And as you breathe that lime green, symbolizing your feet, your legs as roots, letting it travel wherever it needs to go, any organ it needs to go to, your mind or any of your energy bodies. Your energy goes out 50 feet in all directions, letting it go wherever it needs to go. Good. And take a deep, deep breath and make any sound on the out breath or a sigh. And now, whatever is touching you right now, I want you to let it love you. Whether it be a chair, the floor, your bed, your car. Just be willing to let it love you. State that willingness either silently or whisper it to yourself and then breathe. When you're crisp and clear on your intention, then yielding surrender is organically natural. Intentional surrender. So intending to let it love you and then letting go is surrounding you, whatever's tangible that's surrounding you. Maybe it's your car, maybe it's a house, maybe it's a room, maybe it's an office. Maybe you're outside listening to this on your phone. Maybe it's a tree. Whatever's around you, let that love you. Be willing to let it love you. If you haven't already, whispering that to yourself or silently. If you can say it out loud, it does help. Let your ears hear your own voice. Know that every word you speak is a prayer. Beautiful. And then allow whatever element you can connect with right now, whether it be air, or maybe you can see the sunshine, or maybe it's the cold, or maybe it's warmth. Sound. Maybe there's a lot of sound. You see, you understand what I'm saying? Sound, air, light. So sunshine, or if you don't have sunshine right now, maybe there's a lot of sounds around you. Maybe you're really cold, maybe you're really warm. Letting that love you. Beautiful. And now let your own breath love you. Let your own breath love you. Beautiful. And I want you to think of someone that's really easy to love. Maybe it's your pet. Maybe it's a baby. Maybe it's a friend. And in this moment, maybe it's your clients, maybe it's your students. Whatever comes to mind, it's really easy to love. Someone or something that's really easy to love, let that love you in this moment. Just focusing on that, letting it love you. Now I want you to shift that energy in this moment to someone or something that's not so easy to love. So shift that energy and letting them love you. Remember, love is powerful. Love is a protective force. Being yourself, filling your space. Love will not get you taken advantage of. It's not love that gets you taken advantage of. It's lack of awareness. It's a lack of love. So your mind has it backwards, right? Your protective mechanisms actually get you in trouble. If you have questions on that, please call me or email me. But trust me right now. What we put out is what we're going to get back. And when you yield to love, when you open to love, not in a way that's trying to get something. So just for a moment, trust me here. I can talk more about it in a bit. Shift that to that person that's a little harder to love and let them love you. Just let the mind's thoughts that they don't love me, this, just let them love you right now. Beautiful. And breathe. Stuff may come up. Just breathe. Just notice it. Let it move through like clouds in your sky, some feelings, some thoughts. Don't get hooked into them just yet. Just for now. You can hook into them later if you like. But right now, just let them move through. Good. And then I want you to think of someone or something that's really easy to love. So easy to love. A pet, a baby, animals, nature, a friend. And then switch back, if you would, to that person that's a little bit harder to love. And let them love you. Breathe. Let it move through. And then come back one more time to that thing, that animal, that baby that's really easy to love. And then switch back to that thing that's a little bit harder to love, or that person. do you notice that shielding that comes up there? Do you begin to notice the some of the walls or shields that you've put up? You know, opening our heart or opening to love is very much like weightlifting or any type of exercise. And so is spiritual growth. It's a discipline. It's a practice. And it's one thing to have spirituality as a theology, and that, you know, it sounds nice. It's a principles, but to really come into a living embodiment, which is really what I feel why we're here on the planet, to be divine love. That the second coming of the Christ is not going to be some deity in the sky that's going to save us. It's actually through our own bodies, our own beings, our own heart. And it's through people that the Christ consciousness, or if you're in a different tradition, the Buddha consciousness, the cosmic energy that is seeking to express itself as you, it's going to come through people as it does. There's so many amazing, amazing people. If you begin to search out living examples of love, of divine love, of Christ consciousness, Buddha, Kuan Yin, Krishna consciousness, there is so many examples. There's so many examples. Trust me, if you begin to look for them, they're there. There's the hundreds. Hundreds, thousands. Currently on the planet. And, of course, historically, there's tons. I'm working with Superhero Training Academy with Michael Mallon out in Detroit. My volunteer hours for my master's, as well as it's just been an incredible opportunity to get part of their program that works with kids and discovering the hero within. And, of course, we all have a hero within. Everyone does. Joseph Campbell, Hero of a Thousand Faces, it's that you are a hero. You who are listening, you are a hero. You're a heroine if you are gender identified as female. Hero, heroine, we have that within us, right? So that you have that potentiality, the gift that only you can bring to the planet. And that I was reading about a man that he was the pioneer of meditation and how it can, just watching your breath, meditation, simple meditation. You know, there's no how. It's not like, how do you meditate? You just got to do it, right? It's like, how do you love? You just got to be willing. We always want the how, and actually looking for the how keeps you trapped exactly where you are. It's a practice. It's an action. It's a doing. It's a stepping forward each day, a willingness to show up when some days you just don't want to. You make a decision, an action, to be love, to show up as love, to take full responsibility. So knowing that love, that Christ consciousness, that wants to express as you who are listening. And there's no condition that has to change for that to happen. It's just it's a decision in the mind, a daily decision. And some days maybe you let your little tiny ray out. Or the way that you show up as divine love is you practice self-forgiveness that day, a friendliness towards yourself. And you're like, you know what? Today I feel like crap. I'm just going to be friendly towards myself. That is a way. Self-love is an incredible way to bring forth the Christ consciousness. Because you can't give what you haven't really opened to and within yourself. And sometimes I don't want to make it, you can be giving love to others and realize, oh, I already have it. I wouldn't be able to give this love or this was within me. So you can use service or giving as a way of discovering what's already within you. And of course, if you're serving or giving from any intentions of obligation, or you have to, or to find your goodness, you're never going to find it's within you. It's always going to be outside of you. So you're here to show up as love, and it's within you already. It's waiting to be born each day. It's waiting to emerge. One reason I've been called the midwife to your soul is because so many people that work with me end up finding their unique gifts and coming into service in the planet. And it's not anything special with me per se. We all have specialness. We're all special, so therefore none of us are special. But I'm not in the negative sense of special. I'm not special. And that we all have gifts. We all have gifts. Every single person has incredible gifts to bring. And the niche of people that I tend to work with are people that are at that stage of their evolution, wanting to bring forth those gifts. So a lot of people that I've worked with have healing centers in the area. A lot of people I've worked with are writers in Body, Mind, Spirit, My Guide, and I'm grateful. I'm honored to be part of their journey. I was just a part. I was a leg of their journey, and of course they are the ones doing the work. You know, it's as you've heard, and it's so true that, like, I just point to the door. You're the one that has to pick up the weight. You're the one that has to walk through the door. And anyone that tells you different is trying to get your power, right? And anything I say today, you always want to take as a way of finding your truth, not replacing your truth. I think that's another thing that I bring forward in my retreats and workshops. That may be a little bit different. As I ask people to find their own truth, to do the work, to lift the weights. I'm not willing to take people's power. I'm not willing to let a specialness be ascribed to me. In fact, I have an aversion to it. I was going to talk about the guy that brought forth meditation. He said, and his name's Zahnzibin, I believe. I'll look it up. I'll have to walk downstairs to get it, but maybe I'll say it next month. but he brought forth meditation. Oh, he wrote the book, Wherever You Go, There You Are, in the 1980s. So that guy that wrote that book. But he was a biologist, a researcher, and he was the one that brought meditation to the hospitals, and they began to see that people within weeks had depression lifting, pain was being managed, all sorts of changes from just a couple weeks of meditation. And his question that led him forward in his life is, what am I here to do that no one else can do? And he held that question for 10 years. What am I here to do that no one else can do? Because everyone has that thing, that if you don't bring forth that thing that you are here to do, there's a part of the forest, there's a part of the quantum field that gets weakened. Did you know that? In indigenous cultures, when people didn't bring forth their gifts, they would be considered ill. Maladoma Somme, who is fantastic. He wrote the book Healing of Africa. But Maladoma Somme has written like 30 books. And he was taken from his village when he was 10 and then forced to learn Judeo-Christian and Western mind. And then he went back to his home and he couldn't even talk to them. You know, it's kind of like if you ever seen the movie Avatar. It was like, in his tradition, miracles were just every day. You know, they would walk into water, and you know, he says in there, it doesn't always mean if you go into water you get wet. You get wet. Depends on what realm you're walking in. They would communicate. There was a message in the tree, and then that told me which way to go. And it's like it's commonplace. Things that are so magical in our world that the interconnectedness, the oneness, the being able to live in that realm of incredible miracles that was commonplace for them. So when he went back and he's like, "What are you doing? Well, you know, what is the action here? What is the where? You know, in our patriarchal culture, where we so value will and focus and overcoming external conditions, and we don't really value the collaboration, the stillness of deep communion with our own breath and with the magic, really, of the moment, the magic of nature, and the magic of really taking time to look into another human being's and see their innocence and their beauty and their preciousness and their creativity. So we're all about action, of course, and will and focus. So when he went back with that kind of mind, you know, that he had to basically relearn how to be still and connect and hear nature again and hear his own body. And then once he did, he actually went back and got, I believe, 2 PhDs. And melodoma actually means, I'm not going to quote this exactly, but it's being able to communicate with the stranger, or communicate with the enemy. And so he went back and got two PhDs so that he could be able to communicate the what the indigenous his culture could really bring forward and how that could benefit the Western mind. Gifts within you that want to be born. You have gifts within you. You have gifts waiting with you today. And if you've already been bringing forth your gifts, awesome. But you're just getting started. You're just getting started. And you can't wait for conditions to change to make that decision to bring them forward. If you're waiting for conditions, if you're waiting for a person, if you're even waiting to get a certain degree or money, if you wait to really live into your fullest potential, you're always going to be waiting. It's your soul on that waiting plan. If you're waiting to really show up and love till your beloved shows up, you'll never really find that love. Now, why is that? It's because whatever you're doing today is what you're going to do in the future. The condition, the circumstance, the person, the degree, the economy is not going to free you. It is not going to free you. You've trapped yourself in a hell, a prison of waiting for that condition, that circumstance to change. And my question to you today is, are you ready to come out of that hell? Are you ready to come out of that prison? Because not to sound trite, but you hold the key. Your choice, your willingness. And I can't do it for you. A book can't do it for you. Authority figure can't do it for you. The economy can't do it for you. Your husband, your wife, your partner that's not there, your degree, your money that you have or don't have, you're too old, too young, whatever the conditions that you've placed, too skinny, too fat, whatever it is that you think has to change to really free you. Or maybe your mind is, I know my mind's gotten there, and maybe you're in a big argument with somebody or conflict in your family or in your work. Whatever you think has to change before you really bring forth yourself, you have chosen to put yourself in a cell. You have chosen to trap yourself. You are no longer practicing control over the very thing that you have control over. And therefore, your life feels like it's out of control. Therefore, you feel overwhelmed and suffocated. And then from that feeling, right, of not practicing control over what you have control over and feeling suffocated, your mind begins to attack you. Your mind begins to create more and more stories of your unworthiness. But sometimes stories of unworthiness are there to keep you from moving forward. Sometimes we become all too familiar with unworthiness and healing work. And we've got to say, okay, what is this attachment to unworthiness and healing, and where can I begin to stop trying to fix myself but more be myself? See, the intention, remember when I started, I said the wholeness, the completeness is so incredibly important. The work would be the same, door, the lifting the weight, of continuing to witness and refocus the crazy mind, of being willing to see your feelings without getting hooked into them, to witness them, to notice them, to bring body awareness into your body through 10 minutes of breath or watching your body or a walk, some type of stillness practice in the day, spiritual study every day, listening to this show, reading a few pages of an inspirational book. So the work is the same. The practice is the same. And then you do some clearing practices, which is different than what I said. Clearing practices are where, like, you come here for a session and you do emotional clearing. Or you go to a therapist that you do some real deep clearing. You don't just talk about the stories the whole time. So my point being is that where you start is where is really important. Starting from that place of wholeness, that today you show up, today you bring forth your gifts. Or as the Christian song goes, today that the Lord has made, let all the earth rejoice. Today is the day, right? And each day you're given a choice to begin anew, to start fresh. In fact, it's so important to do that because you're not the same person you were yesterday unless you choose to be. Unless you choose to be. So as I was talking about melodoma somae and bringing forth your gifts, there's processes that have been in the Native American culture, African culture, that I've read about. I don't know, so I can't speak on other ones. That the mom will come forward and they'll communicate with the baby and what gifts it wants to bring forward, even before it's born. And then notice what the child is naturally drawn to as he or she grows up and then begin to cultivate that. It's kind of what the Waldorf schools do. Rather than telling them what they should be or they have to do. And so majority of us, myself included, did not have that kind of upbringing, right? We didn't have a mentor or elders watching us and seeing what we were naturally had inclination to do, whether it was art or farming or singing or counting or whatever it was that we were drawn to. So we're having to rediscover that within ourselves. But we have to remember it's already there. And it's really important that you bring forth your gift in a way that it wants to come forward now and realize that it's valuable and it changes the vibration of the planet and the forest, all of the quantum field, meaning me, meaning your neighbor, needs that. And that it's valuable if it's not. See, we have this thing in our culture that if it's not known by 5,000 people, it's not valuable. Or if it doesn't make a whole bunch of money, it's not valuable. Or if it's not a published book, or you're not. I see a lot of people when they're awakening to their evolutionary call, their soul expression will say, "Oh, I think I'm supposed to speak in front of hundreds of people." And sometimes some people are. I mean, there's some people that are really meant to do that, but that it's almost like they feel like what they have to say isn't valuable unless it has that kind of audience, or what they have to express, the poem or the. And I'm not discouraging anyone from having that dream, but it's Brené Brown in her Power of Vulnerability. She said she had a joke in there. She goes, "Your bikini wax doesn't need to be heard by 5,000 people on Facebook." But what she also, I've said in other radio shows, is that in Rockford College, they brought Snooki in, and she was paid significantly more than Maya Angelou, the incredible presence and poet. That Snooki was paid more than Maya Angelou. Can you believe that? So we have in our culture that this belief, if it's not famous, if it's not on TV or 500 likes on Facebook, it's not valuable. So just make sure you check that within yourself. It's like maybe the blessing, the unique gift that you have is so precious and so valuable, which it is, but it's not going to be on TV. Maybe it's a creative outlet that you're going to, that is so important. In fact, in the intricacies of happiness, your creative expression, your unique, it could be maybe you sew it on Etsy is it Etsy.com and you get $2 for it, but it actually takes $8 to make. Okay, great. But does it cultivate happiness in you? Does it bring forth your gift? That's what's important, right? Because let's say you do that creative outlet and it costs a little bit more even to make, but then everything else in your life is uplifted from that. I guarantee it. Everything else will be brought into a different vibration. So as you sing or you create a poem or you begin to smile at everyone that you meet and bringing forth that blessing, your presence is the gift, the unique patterning you bring. Whatever it is, whatever begins to show up, or whatever was whispering into your ear when you were a kid, you begin to take steps towards it. Maybe you always wanted to be a singer. So you start taking voice lessons, or you just begin to sing more. You'll notice everything shifting in your life from that. So you just can't suppress part of the river and not have the rest of the river affected. You are a complete whole system, and it's the whole system. It's kind of like we've learned that in ecology, that we just can't remove one species and not have the entire species affected. And so your being, your soul, is kind of like an ecology that needs all the areas flowing within it. And that flowing doesn't mean just going with the conditions and circumstances of the day. It really means, flow means giving full permission to all of you. And then cultivating that, right? Cultivating that with, again, the spiritual practice, meditation, doing emotional clearing with a mentor or a therapist. One of my mentees that comes in, she's really, really, I've been working with her for, I think, about a year, and she is in that stage now where she's coming forth with her gifts, and she's realized she has great gifts with, she's working with public television, and then she started, she had this incredible idea for her husband's business, and then she's also volunteering with another organization that's leading to something else. So it's just been really great to support her, but she said something so funny, and I asked if I could quote her. And she said, sure, you know, because I just thought it'd be, when she came in here a year ago, she said, and she started meditating, and she heard in meditation that she needs to choose happiness. And she said, okay, I choose happiness. I choose it. And she said, you know, if I knew all the work that it was taking to actually choose happiness, that it was a choice every day, that the emotional clearing work, the letting go of beliefs, the spiritual study, the meditation, all the things that really takes to choose happiness. She just said, holy cow. But I think that's actually important to hear, right? So you know that there's nothing wrong with you, that if you don't take time to really refocus your mind on what's real and what's true, as you're doing right now, of course, by listening to this, but there's nothing wrong with you. It's kind of like if you didn't bathe and, you know, weeks later you start to stink, there's nothing wrong with you, you just haven't bathed. And it's the same thing as you, if you don't take time every day to cultivate your own soul evolution or choosing happiness, then you're going to feel stinky inside after a few weeks. Things are going to build up. Old thoughts are going to build up, old emotions. And, you know, I'm working with people, and component of what I do is energetic clearing and really attuning to what's their core soul gifts and their core limiting beliefs, and really learning how to not just talk about them and create more stories about them, but really how to energetically move them through somatically in the body, as well as through meditative processes, energy processes. But my point being that what was my point? Hold on. Moving through, we got to do it every day. We become stinky. What was my point? I lost my point. That's okay. It's the first time I lost my point the whole show. We're doing good. Oh. Can you all take a breath with me? Help me out here. Help me out. Send me some love right now so I can find the what I was going to say. Okay, so thank you for who just sent me love. So when we choose happiness, it is an everyday choice. And so when you know that there's nothing wrong with you, it's something that is cultivated, isn't that kind of freeing? You know, there's some type of message in our society that says, you know, put on that happy face mask, and if you're not happy, then there's something wrong with you. You're chronically depressed, and now you get this diagnosis of depression that, you know, diagnoses are not, you know, they're suggestions, they're theories made up by our minds. And I'm not discounting your suffering or pain by any means, my friend, but you may want to look at your diagnoses as suggestions. Suggestions from the mind of a person created by other minds that made these labels. You know, even the label of ulcers wasn't, of acid reflux didn't even exist till like 30 years ago, but in our continual overconsumption of processed foods and caffeine and sugars and all the stuff that we try to fill ourselves because we're so spiritually hungry, we're so spiritually starving, that we're filling ourselves with this stuff. That label didn't even exist before. So know that it does. It is a practice. You got to lift up the weight, the spiritual weight. I was teaching a retreat, a workshop at Body Energy Fitness out in Taylor. It was a really fantastic day. And a woman had shared something about how she had done something really big to change her life, and it didn't change her life. She had gotten a surgery to change her life, and it didn't change it. And I don't know if you know, like 70% of people that get big cosmetic-type things, they don't get the change, the inward change. I mean, just think how painful that is. Or 85% of people that win the lottery, they lose all the money. We make these big external changes, and only 30, 20% of the time does it actually change anything, because whatever we're doing today is what we're going to do tomorrow. So your mind will repeat it. You know, the same thing applies to relationships. You think the one's going to show up, and then all of a sudden you're going to be happy. 3 months later, I guarantee you, people I work with, you go right back to the patterns you were in. Or if you think that you're unhappy and you haven't really brought forth your happiness, and you think a job change is going to change that, you're going to do it again in the next job. Or you change locations. You know, that's a joke Michael Beckwith uses, is you're going to try to do a geographical healing. Your choice, your cultivation, you have the power within you to bring forth your gifts, your talents right now, your happiness right now, this moment, right here. And it's a daily choice, and you got to ask for help. I'm sorry, I hate to break it to you, but we are here to help each other on the planet. And so, yes, you make that choice to open up, to bring forth your gifts, you express it in all the ways you can, you meditate, spiritual practice, study, but you also ask for help. You ask for help from the angels. Yes, you're asking for help by listening to the show. You give me a call. You give a friend a call. You ask for help. But, you know, start with asking for help from the angels and God. Say, God, let me be available to the love. Remember I talked about we resist love? So the help is around you. You just may not see it right now. And we'll fight that love. We'll fight it. That's part of the human condition. We'll fight it so that we can maintain our current perception of I, our separate self. Yeah, baby, we all do it. Oh. So anyway, I was talking with that woman and gave a model about how we all think we have to do something to have something to be something. I'm going to do this so I can have this so I can be this. But it's the opposite, right? Be this. So I can have this, so I can do this. Or I got to be this, so I can do this, so I can have this. Depending on the situation, right? But the first step is I've got to be this, so I can do this, so I can have this. You understand? I know you understand. I know you get my vibe right now. Well, I'm going to ask a favor from you who's listening. Please pass on this radio show to someone you know can benefit. Take that risk. You know, maybe they won't be open. That's okay. Remember, people resist love. Okay, if you could offer this information to a couple people that may come to your mind right now, please do. Or share it on Facebook. It's really important that this message gets out. It really is. It's not about me personally. It's about people really been given the words that they're whole and they're complete. And here's how to continue to remain in that wholeness, that happiness. And as well as share any other radio shows on the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide that you feel that will benefit, of course. The other resources that are available to you is my website, acceptedasiam.com. There's tons of articles on there. And I also do have my books on Amazon. That is another resource. And, of course, you're welcome to come to the workshops and retreats. I have some things coming up, and I just want to let you be aware of that. It's really great stuff, really great stuff. So on the 21st here in March, I'm going to have a fundraiser for the animals, some animal rescues that I've connected with that are real reputable. And I'm going to show a movie, and the movie is Animal Communicator. This is such a spectacular movie. It is heart-opening, life-changing. I posted on my Facebook a preview of it, and my friend who lives in South Africa gave me a copy of it. You can't get this movie anywhere. And it's this woman that does these amazing healings with animals. And more importantly than the amazing healings and what she's showing is I feel she's really representing that we all have that capacity to be a bridge to animals, to nature, to really be, each of us has the capacity to listen more deeply to life, to our own bodies, to animals. And in that deeper listening to our own bodies, to animals, to nature, that we become a bridge to make God visible, to make the presence of love, the presence of creation, the Christ consciousness visible. Or, in other words, to be a living embodiment of the Christ consciousness, of love consciousness, of Buddha Kuan Yin energy. That you are that. So this movie is an example of that, and it's spectacular. We're going to be showing it here, Accepted as I Am, March 21st from 7 to 9. And you are welcome to come, and if you can give a donation to an animal rescue, that's great. And I'm going to have a sharing circle afterwards that is, what does this movie inspire within you? What call to action does it bring forward? And then we're going to have a second showing of the movie, because it's that important, March 28th. And it's going to be out at the Superhero Training Academy. They use humor as a way of inspiring people in a big way. They call themselves the Foot Quarters. So not the headquarters, but the Foot Quarters. And there's also the Hip Quarters that is where we're going to show the movie. And that information is also going to be, it'll be on my website within a couple of days. So you can check my website, the address. And it is already on Facebook. So you can go to my Facebook page and look at the address for that. I don't have it in front of me right now. But the times are 7 to 9, March 21st, March 28th. March 19th, I've got the next Third Thursday workshop coming here. And it's focusing on coming into greater expression of the love that you are. We're focusing on the throat chakra. And Mary Dixon will be doing a process specific for your throat chakra for expressing your feelings, your truth, your soul's evolution. And I will be doing teachings as well as hands-on experiential processes, just like we do here on the radio show, but in person. And Diane will be presenting foods that will help your thyroid, your hormonal system, as well as serving you some. She brings so much food. It's so great. That whole night, all those workshops, everything is $40. And that workshop is from 6:30 to 9, March 19th. March 19th. I hope to see you. Bring somebody with you, too. It's a great workshop for people that are new to this material, new to teachings about self-love and self-acceptance. May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd is it, the next, well, let's see, May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, I'm having a retreat, Adventure in Paradise. And that retreat, I'm so excited about. I'm going to bring forth many of these practices for becoming an embodiment of love. So the focus is on being an embodiment of love, also bringing forth your soul's gifts, because that is really the underlying energy of all the work that I do. We're also going to be doing workshops and communicating with angels. And we're going to have some really awesome, powerful practices, indigenous practices, that have been passed on through some of my teachers, of ways to really a deeper connection with nature in your body. And we're going to have an adventure, a little adventure that weekend as well. We're going to have zip lining. You heard me, zip lining. And it is optional, so you don't have to do it if you come. But it will be a way of really bringing forth that adventure spirit. Because life can be either trying to heal yourself or fix yourself, or it could be an adventure, right? Here to be yourself, not fix yourself. So that's really the energy, is to bring the adventure of life. And so we're going to do all those things May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And if you sign up for that workshop, the workshop, the zip lining, the food, the lodging, all at Howell Nature Center in Howell. It's not a far drive either. Although I do have some people who are coming from out of state. That whole weekend is only $295, so that covers everything. What a great price, huh? But if you do sign up after April 6th, just for the supplies and such that I have to buy, it's $345. So if you could sign up beforehand, that would be great. And you just call here at 734-455-1438, 734-455-1438, and sign up and pay for the retreat. I'm also working with an amazing team right now, amazing healers that help me in my workshops and retreats, and I'm really grateful that's happening, and really just really thankful for them. And it's just some really great healers that I've lined up with and life has brought to me. And so really excited and grateful for their help during these events as well. And I just had the idea this morning, kind of off topic, but I had the idea of bringing them on the radio show, which I think I'm going to do next month. All right. I think that covers most of the things that are coming up. I might have missed something, but you can always go onto the website and check that out. And we are towards the tail end of our time together. Please share this with somebody. Please pass on the information. That may be how your unique pattern shows up today, that you make a difference in someone's life by letting them know that these resources are out there. Always pick up a copy of Body, Mind, Spirit Guide and use that as a way of, that could be your spiritual, you know, reading one of my articles or some of the other great articles that are in there. So every day, some type of meditation, 10 minutes of meditation, you sit and you breathe. And then 10 minutes of spiritual study. You listen to YouTube of Michael Beckwith or Tony Robbins or Pima of Children. There's so many amazing people on the planet. There's so many realized beings of love. It boggles my mind how many incredible beings are. I mean, you are one of them, absolutely. And there's so many resources that are available to us, as well as there's so many people that need help as well. So if you're looking of how to bring forth your gifts, how to bring forth your what you have to offer, love is your purpose on the planet is love. You know, that is our purpose, to love. And it may show up in different ways for everyone, but that is really our purpose, to be divine love. And all the spiritual practices, all the stuff we're doing is to yield to that love, to give that love. So if you haven't already, get involved with the volunteer group. It's a way of stepping out of yourself, way of giving love. There's so many. There is the elderly, children, whatever draws you forward, whether it be animals, children, a homeless group. There's so many organizations that need help. So please give love in all the ways you can, maybe a couple hours a week. You go to a senior center and you tell them that they matter. Because unfortunately, we have such a backwards view of aging and our elderly in their culture. So a couple hours at a senior home may completely change their lives and may even change yours. So I wish you great love. And know that it's already within you. And many blessings and hugs and kisses. And if no one's told you today, I love you, I love you, I love you. You are loved. And continue to take those daily cultivation steps of remembering that. Hope to hear from you. Hope to see you at one of the retreats, one of the workshops. And if your soul is calling to be mentored by me, that would be another step that you could take. All right, take care. Bye-bye.